but he kept after me. He kept trying to talk to me, and I would be at work, and my phone would pop up, and he would be from Ireland trying to talk to me at work. And he was kind of persistent.
So eventually I got it to talk to me again. That was several months later. It took me a while. There was a couple of small messages. She was going through a rough time on work. And then she eventually decided to get out of her job and start going back to college and studying again. The timing was just happened to be perfect for the two of us.
There were times where it started to speed up, like from this casual once every few months chat to like more regular. And then it became, I'm rushing home from work so that I can get home in time to hop on video chat while he's getting ready for bed. And then we have a good 1 or 2 hours before he really, really must go to sleep or else he'll be dead at work tomorrow.
The whole life was dictated by Skype. So I'd be woken up in the morning at 6 a.m. with a Skype call, and then I would pass my day as fast as I possibly could so I could be talking to her again, and I wouldn't be speaking to her again until later on in the evening. Anytime she is awake, waking time, she would be either connected via phone or via computer, work-wise, whatever, with either GTalk or Skype or OkCupid Dialogue or Facebook.
Come a little bit closer, hear what I have to say.
As we're talking every day, it becomes, like, obsessive. My parents are commenting on it. They've already waved to the camera to that guy she's always talking to in there. I'm spending 5-hour chunks of my time. If I'm not sleeping or working, I'm talking to Kieran. He let loose that, you know, he has some days coming up that he just happens to have for vacation, and he really should take them. This was bullshit, by the way. Like, he didn't have to take his vacation then. But this is what he tells me. So I'm like, well, then you might as well come to sunny, beautiful Florida. Why not? Why the hell not? Right?
So we decided I would go to Orlando. So we just had to look at dates and flights. And it was quite cheap in late January. So I got the organized holidays and I booked to fly to Orlando. I left on a Thursday and came back on a Tuesday. That was the plan.
I wanna see you dance again. So Kieran booked his flights, but before he flew to Orlando, there was just one more little development.
So the days are coming, they're counting down to when he gets on the plane to meet me. Just to meet, and then we'd see what happens. And then I was joking and said, you know, we're so compatible that it's a good thing I don't live in Las Vegas, because you'd go home married. Ha ha ha. And he didn't call my bluff. He didn't even blink. He said, oh yeah? Well, why not?
So, just to kind of show her that I'm not joking, I went to a jeweler and I bought 2 wedding bands. A lot of money on wedding bands. And so I got back to Skype. And I showed her the box, popped it open, and there was 2 gold rings. And I think she was really taken aback by that.
I could not think of a reason, try as I might, why not, with how we felt about each other, except for, but how does he smell? How does he smell? Does he smell good?
Kelly always had this thing that you have to smell right. As in, she'd have this sense of a pheromone from your body, whether you'd be right or wrong. So her concern was whether I'd smell right or not.
And I told him, I reserve the right to say, I love you in this weird way, but we can't be because chemically we're not right. And he said, sure, okay. I said, I'm not going to just do this because we've gone so far. But we've gone so far, and isn't it great? And you don't want to, like, take yourself out of the moment. You want to enjoy how this feels. But you also don't want to be an idiot. So it's very weird balance we had to walk.
May I have your attention, please? Passenger deplaning United Flight 773 from Denver. Passenger seating on 1A and B
Orlando Airport's quite big. It takes a long time to get from when you get into the building to get out to where departures would be.
And I see him come out of the gate and he's walking across and he doesn't see me and I see him and I say, Kieran, Kieran, and I wave.
And I see Kelly on the left-hand side and I'm just, wow.
And then he's across the way from me and he's coming closer and he's got this big grin on his face carrying his bag. I start babbling and getting really breathless and saying, and I came and I was late, but I wasn't late, but I thought I was late and I was so upset. And I'm just, you know, blathering a mile a minute because I'm so nervous. And he takes three big strides and just shuts me up with a kiss.
And then she is like speechless. Speechless. I think the two of us were just blown away by each other from the word go. Just this instant rapport and instant connection.
All my nervousness just melted. And it just felt like I'd been kissing him for years. It felt like kissing my husband.
Final boarding opportunity, Delta flight number 1728, service to New York's Kennedy Airport. All confirmed passengers should now be boarding at gate number D.
And the question is, did he smell good?
He smelled great. He smelled really good.
I'm Bob Hazen. And I'm Scott Inez. We have team Carpenter traffic and weather every 6 minutes.
On Friday morning, we drove to Daytona Beach. It's on the east coast of Florida.
Cameras for an accident on I-4 westbound, supposedly.
And that was very early because we left before the sun was up and dawn seemed to stretch out an awful long time. I'd brought a couple of bottles of champagne.
We're on the beach in the morning and he's got this beautiful bottle of champagne and we're drinking it in paper cuffs and we have gloves and jackets because it's very cold. It's not as cold as Ireland gets, but it's very cold for us Floridians at the beach at that time of year. And he looks around and he says,
marry me, yes or no? The question was marry me, and then I said yes or no.
He didn't really ask. He just kind of demanded.
And she said yes. And that was it.
Now that I think about it, he didn't get down on a knee either. I want him to do that still. But he was always so confident in everything that he did. And that's part of why I love him, because he's so bold.
Kieran and Kelly had planned to get married in a civil ceremony that evening. However, it was Friday afternoon.
And it was 4:30. We needed to get the license. But unfortunately, we couldn't get the license because I didn't have the proper identification. They wanted my passport. And the time that we had to get back to the hotel and get back there with the passport, it just wasn't feasible. So I just had to delay it till the Monday. But of course, then we're short on time because my flight is on Tuesday evening. So we didn't eventually get the license until Monday afternoon. And then we got married on Monday evening.
There's a lake. It's Lake Lillian, I think. I forget the name of the lake. I don't even know. It was so rushed. But we said the words, and I stood in a nice little white dress, and we gazed into each other's eyes. We exchanged rings, and then we said, right, get in the car, let's go to dinner with my folks.
Kieran had flown home to Dublin the day after they got married, and Kelly joined him only 3 weeks later. 10 months on, in their home in Clontarf in Dublin.
Do you want to go out tonight?
No.
Why not?
Because it's late and I'm old.
But you married a young wife to keep you young, so I think we should go out with your friend Sarah.
Really?
Get a couple of pints.
A couple of beers. Most people were very happy. I just had one relative and one friend, and that was it. So there's only really two negative comments out of everybody. So 99% supportive, 1% not supportive.
And, you know, the negative comments, they say a lot more about who's saying them than about us. That's just projection. That's got nothing to do with us. People who didn't meet me saying bad things about the two of us getting together, like, well, time will tell, you know? And I'm just not concerned with that. And maybe we can melt this, the hardest of hearts. I hope that we can.
people ask me how's married life, I only have one standard reply, and that's joy to the world, my friends.
I love it. I love it every day with him. I think about him all day. It's still new love, and I live in the same town now, so
same town.
It's not going away.
Yeah, the most important thing, I suppose, marrying your best friend, it's just, you're just landing on your feet.
Yeah. Like we robbed a bank and we got away with it.
Yeah, definitely.